The 87 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says it's hoping to improve jail staffing. It also wants to reduce contracts for outsourcing inmates. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno says the state commended Harris County during a meeting in Austin.
About 300 inmates who were outsourced to a private jail in Mississippi will return back to Harris County soon as the county works on ending one of their outsourcing contracts. The jail has made improvements to address violations with the state's minimum jail standards. Some of those improvements include hiring more detention officers to meet a state-mandated ratio for detention officers to inmates. Chief Deputy Tommy Diaz spoke about the improvements to the commission in Austin on Thursday morning.
Just this year, we've also added about 150 new staff members. Tomorrow, we'll graduate 47 more. On Monday, we'll hire 50 more.
The jail has also reduced outsourcing of pretrial detainees to Louisiana by 20%. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
An effort to recall Mayor Whitmire has fallen short. The campaign got about 2,000 signatures. It needed 63,000 to put the issue before voters. University of Houston political science professor Brandon Rottinghouse says the effort missed key components of successful recall efforts.
You've got a lot of people out canvassing. You've got door-to-door walkers. You've got money behind it. And you've got a real message. It's not clear that those things happen in this case. And so as a result, that's the recipe for how recall election efforts fail.
Mayor Whitmire said earlier he thought the effort was silly. A spokesperson didn't comment on the failure. Congressman Al Green says he'll make a big campaign announcement Friday night. Green has represented the 9th Congressional District for more than two decades. But over the summer, Republican state lawmakers drew him out of the 9th District and into the 18th. Green said earlier he wouldn't run in the 9th District, but he said he would be on the ballot. Patchy dense fog expected this evening, partly cloudy skies, low near 64, tomorrow's high 86. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.